Union University presents Faculty Focus, a series of podcasts illuminating the benefits of academic research leave. Faculty members at Union are awarded research leaves that vary in length from a semester to a full academic year. These concentrated studies frequently result in new publications and updated material for classroom teaching, but each experience is unique. Join us now as we document and showcase another research leave experience at Union University.
Welcome to another edition of Faculty Focus. I'm Mark Kaler, and we are here today with Dr. Stephen Carls, University Professor of History and Chairman of the History Department here at Union. Dr. Carls, it is a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you. It's fun to be here, too.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about your faculty research leave, and I want you to start by just briefly describing what you did.
All right. But just before I do that, I do want to express deep appreciation to the university administration and to the Board of Trustees for having given me the opportunity of going off on a leave of absence, research leave for a semester, the spring semester, which proved to be quite vital in moving forward with my project. In this case, I've been working on a textbook, and it's going to be on 20th century Europe. I'm co-authoring with my wife, and I started last summer working on it in great detail, the summer of 2010, and I continued with it through the fall as time permitted, and then really I dug into it when I got to the beginning of 2011, and I spent considerable time working on what my wife and I want to call the 30 Years' War, which began in 1914 and ended in 1945, and I spent a lot of time working on the Second World War, which is a massive project in and of itself, and I used a number of different sources. One of the challenges I had in using sources was trying to figure out who was right, because there were many times when I was using sources and found out that historians can't agree when it comes to numbers. Numbers of people who were killed, the number of people who might have migrated somewhere. Different historians had different ideas about that, and oftentimes the disparity in their numbers was considerable. I mean, you're talking about millions in some cases, but anyhow, I worked on the Second World War. I also worked on the First World War during my leave, looking at the political situation of the various European belligerents, and I also worked on the home front, primarily the economic mobilization. And when I was done with that, I worked on the issue of religion in the era from 1914 to 1945, and I started working on the politics of various European states from 1918 to 1945. So I covered a lot of ground and wrote approximately 200 pages in the process.
And when you mentioned having to sort through some of the differences you found within your sources, that's a time-consuming matter. And I think we've heard over and over again with these faculty research leaves, a lot of times what you turn up initially requires a lot more work. Did you find that to be the case, that all of a sudden one thing turned into five new things you had to chase down?
Yeah, the subject turns out to be much more complex once you get into it than before you start. And I had that, I say, in each instance where I was dealing with a country, I was dealing with a new project, a mini project, and I'd have to immerse myself in it. It was not something that could be done in short order. It was something that actually involved a lot of background reading and then compiling the information and then transforming it into text. So it was a challenge from beginning to end. At each step of the way, I had to stop and start assimilating new material.
We're here with Dr. Stephen Carls, who is University Professor of History. He's discussing his faculty research leave. How did this research leave benefit you, do you think? Obviously, you could have done this research maybe in your extra time on weekends, that kind of thing. But it had to have a benefit beyond that for you.
The research leave gave me blocks of time, and you talk to anyone who does historical research, and they're going to tell you the same thing, that they need blocks of time, uninterrupted segments of time, where they can fully focus on the topic. We had Pauline Mayer here just a couple weeks ago, who's a historical celebrity, and she told me the same types of things that I've experienced, where when you're teaching, you sometimes have to set the project aside, and you can't get back to it for a period of time, and when you do, it's very difficult to take it up and carry it forward. It's as though you have to do more background work again to try to find out exactly where you are and where you want to take the material as you go forward. So having uninterrupted time without the numerous obligations that we have at school, it gave me the chance to sit down and really put a lot of material together and to keep the project moving forward steadily rather than in kind of a chopped up haphazard fashion.
Did you do any traveling related to this, or did you do everything from home?
No glamour. No trips to Paris.
See, I would have had to work in a trip to Europe. That's me.
I stayed at home. I spent almost all of my time up in my office, just looking at a computer screen and looking at numerous books. I mean, I've got a huge stack of books at home that I'm referring to as I go forward. I did this summer. I did actually go to UT Knoxville for several days and gathered material there and did lots of photocopying for sections of the text that I'll be working on as I go forward.
Obviously, you have traveled in Europe extensively, and I know you and your wife will take Union students over for a Holocaust study tour. And so I would think that this study kind of supplements what you've already done both here and over there.
Well, it does. I've been to Europe more than 20 times during my career, and I met my wife over in Europe.
What are the next steps here? You're going to write a book, is that correct? And then what do you think, are there other things, other projects that might be spun out of this?
Right now, my mind is set on finishing the text, because we've still got a ways to go on that, because we've got to write vignettes of people who were important in the 20th century. We've still got the post-World War II era to deal with once we get the 1914 and 1945 segment done. So this is something that will be taking up time, I'm sure, for at least three or four more years. It's a massive project. It looks quite doable when you start, and you figure you can then knock it out in short order. But I should know better. Because I've done projects before, and you think that you can get them done quickly, and in fact, it ends up taking much more time than you initially anticipated. But that's okay, because if you knew all the time that it would take when you started, you might be hesitant about getting involved in the first place. So I'm quite pleased that I've been involved. I've learned so much that I didn't know about the 20th century before. I wish I'd done this 25 or 30 years ago, but I'm happy to be doing it now because I can actually tap into all of the expertise that I've developed over time.
What would you tell people who are listening to this today and they say, well, Dr. Carls, it worked out for him. He had a good experience. He was able to get a lot done, but I'm a little nervous about this. I'm not sure if I should even apply for this faculty research leave. What kind of advice would you give someone who's maybe weighing that option?
If you've got a good project, a good idea, something that's dear to your heart, I think that you should move forward with it regardless of what might be involved long term, because as you get to the end and look back, you'll be glad that you made the plunge. There are risks throughout your life, and this is a risk that could prove to be extremely profitable to you intellectually, and also to Union University, and also to the community at large.
We've been speaking with Dr. Stephen Carles, who is the University Professor of History and the Department Chair. Dr. Carles, thank you for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to Faculty Focus, a production of Union University in Jackson, Tennessee. Union integrates top-tier academics with Christ-centered learning in more than 100 fields of study. Union University, excellence-driven, Christ-centered, people-focused, future-directed.